I am seriously looking at the U.S. Senate race. I think it's still very early in the process here. Elections are 18 months away, and filing for any of these positions doesn't even close until not this coming March, but next March. So I know there are two announced candidates out there. There were several other very qualified people looking at it in Missouri, from Jim Talent, Sam Graves, Congressman Sam Graves, Congresswoman Joanne Emerson, and who just announced she wasn't going to do it this past week. So, you know, I think the most important thing is this. We have to have a unified front against Claire McCaskill, and we have to put the very best candidate that we possibly can forward to run that race. And I'm taking a look to see if that is not me. And talking to people across this great state and donors, grassroots folks, people in business, talking about the issues that are important and talking about how we put a race together to win.
Would you have considered it if Jim Talent had decided to run?
I would not. Jim is a very dear friend of mine, and I was frankly surprised about a month ago when Jim dropped out and decided not to. I understand his reasoning, and he has a lot of fantastic options and is going to be very involved in a presidential race. You know, we all of us who have a passion and a heart to serve, and I truly do. I have devoted my life to politics and public service the last 22 or so years. We all want to be in the arena and the arena of service. And Jim's got a lot of opportunities out there. I know I do also. And if this is one of them, if people here at this Lincoln Days this weekend want me to run for the United States Senate, I'm going to. But you've got to do your due diligence. This is a process. You have to look at the data. You have to look at a path to victory. You have to look at what challenges you might face in a primary. You have to see if that state of play can be changed, and sometimes those things are fluid. You have to raise a lot of money, and you have to see if you've got the pulse of the people and the fire in your belly to do it. So that's what we're in the middle of the process.
One of the things with your candidacy that I can see a difficulty with is you have been in politics, but you've been behind the scenes. Do you believe Missourians in general know who Ann Wagner is?
Well, certainly if they have been involved at all in the Republican Party, they probably do. I've traveled with candidates through every corner of this state. Certainly many of our donor community in Missouri and outside of Missouri know who I am. I think name ID is something that will come very quickly in a U.S. Senate race. I think it's tougher to garner that name ID when you're a down ticket race on the ballot. If you're down on the ballot, sometimes it's a little difficult for your name to get out there and be well known. I think whoever our candidate is that will be taking on Senator Claire McCaskill will have almost immediate name ID just by virtue of the fact that they're running and will be out there. It's an expensive campaign. Roy Blunt spent $12 million in the last race, and I'm sure that this race will spend the same amount of money, if not more, especially during a presidential year. So with that volume of money, you have an opportunity to define yourself, define your opponent, and get your name out.
Talk about the opponent. What do you believe are the weaknesses of Claire McCaskill? What are her strengths? How difficult a race is it going to be?
Well, I talked a little earlier today in my speech about the fact that she seems to be racing at almost a breathless pace to try and reinvent herself and moderate her views. And Missourians don't want a chameleon in their United States Senate, someone who puts a political finger to the wind and changes who they are just because it's an election season. Claire McCaskill has a record in the past 4 years of siding with President Obama and his administration on policies almost across the board. And she can come back to Missouri and claim that she's independent, but I'd say her voting record reflects differently. What I will say about Senator McCaskill is she does move about the state a lot, and she is out working hard right now, doing town halls and visiting with a lot of constituents, and I think that's a good thing. I think it's good that we're close to our public servants, but you can't, I said you can't when you're hanging around with Barack Obama, you can't be blue and come back to Missouri and be red or sometimes purple. You know, she just seems to want to change her colors on a pretty much a weekly basis. And Missourians are going to see through that. It will become, not only does she have a liberal record out there that we're going to expose, but also I think it'll come down to an issue of character and trust. Who is she? Can we trust her as she continues to try and reinvent herself?